Welcome to the CGMF Prayer Line. This is Reverend Vossen. I'm so glad that you're with us today. And I want you to get your Bibles out to the book of Exodus, the book of Exodus. And let's look at verse 16, if we will, of Exodus 18. And I want to talk about leadership that must learn to delegate in order to endure. The backdrop of this passage of scripture is that Jethro comes to be with Moses and begins to look and see how Moses is operating in his daily affairs and dealing with and helping out God's people. And in the midst of it, gives some very wise instruction that will help him to be able to do a better job at ministering to the needs of the people of Israel. Look at verse 16. When a conflict arises between them, I better go back. Let's actually go back to verse 13, if you will. The next day, Moses sat as a judge for the people, while the people stood around Moses from morning until evening. When Moses' father-in-law saw all that he was doing for the people, he said, "What's this that you are doing for all the people? Why do you sit alone while all the people are standing around you from morning until evening?" Moses said to his father-in-law, "Because the people come into me to inquire of God. When a conflict arises between them, they come to me and I judge between the two of them. I also teach them God's regulations and instructions." Moses' father-in-law said to him, "What you are doing isn't good. You will end up totally wearing yourself out, both you and these people who are with you. The work is too difficult for you. You can't do it alone. Now listen to me and let me give you some advice. And may God be with you. Your role should be to represent the people before God. You should bring the disputes before God yourself. Explain the regulations and instructions to them. Then, let them know the way they are supposed to go and the things they are supposed to do. But you should also look among all the people for capable persons who respect God. They should be trustworthy and not corrupt. Set these persons over the people as officers of groups of thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Let them sit as judges for the people at all times. They should bring every major dispute to you, but they should decide all of the minor cases themselves. This will be much easier for you, and they will share your load. If you do this, and God directs you, then you will be able to endure, and all these people will be able to go back to their homes much happier." Moses listened to his father-in-law's suggestions and did everything that he had said. Moses chose capable persons from all Israel and set them as leaders over the people, as officers over groups of thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. They acted as judges for the people at all times. They would refer the hard cases to Moses, but all the minor cases they decided themselves. Then Moses said goodbye to his father-in-law, and Jethro went back to his own country. The wisdom of this observance by Jethro helped Moses to be able to continue to endure in his service. Leadership must learn to delegate in order to endure. Moses gained wisdom from his father-in-law and learned the power to empower others. He learned about the power to empower others. And by so doing, in others handling the minor disputes and bringing only the major ones to him, his caseload was cut down, who knows, innumerably for all we know. And so he was able to better handle things and didn't wear himself out at a much younger age, because it would have just been too hard to be the lone arbiter, the lone, advocate, the lone legal expert in all the areas of Israel's comings and goings. It would have been just too difficult. So the wisdom of Jethro in giving him these instructions and to go forth and to delegate and get good, trusty, capable men was something that helped enable the growth of Israel's service to its people, its ability to better handle things, people being much happier, and overall a better system of government around the parameter of their tribes and the folks within them. In our hearts and lives today, I want you to know that There are things that sometimes you're trying to handle alone that you shouldn't be, or you're trying to take upon yourself too much. And God wants you to lighten that load and wants you to empower others, like Moses did, that you would give others power, that you would become greater empowered within yourself to handle what you truly need to deal with. But you've got to have the grace to do so, and you've got to have the wisdom to understand the big picture and to see that endurance, perpetual growth, and your sanity might depend upon it. But too many times we take upon so many things and then we burn out. We get frustrated. We get overwhelmed. We think we can handle it all. One of the greatest gifts that a person can have is to perceive and understand how far they can go, how much they can handle, and, in what set of circumstances do I turn something over to someone else, especially in cases where you might not have the greatest giftings and there might be others who are better trained in that, situation, that area. They might have education, etc., that might help them to better take care of the situation at hand. Have the wisdom that Moses had in seeing the observation that Jethro, his father-in-law, had and abiding by it, and seeing God's favor on it, and seeing the blessing of the Lord, and it blessed Israel. And that kind of wisdom in your personal life will help you as you learn to delegate, as you learn to put aside those things and give to others situations, circumstances, things that need to get accomplished that you really don't have the time or the effort to be able to spend on. Don't burn yourself out. Accomplish what God's called you to do, and gain wisdom out of these scriptures today. I believe you'll be blessed by it. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the word today, and I pray that, God, you would help each and every one of us to become more fluid in how we handle the things and the affairs of life. But sometimes there needs to be some adjustments along the way. I pray that you'd help us make those adjustments, and God, be able to, in areas where we can hand off the baton to others to help to take care of a situation or things that can they are better suited for to do so. And Lord, help us to be able to take care and entertain those things that we are called to serve in and are better or best able to deal with. But Father, don't let us burn ourselves out by just taking upon all the burdens, all the cares, and trying to lift it all up ourselves. We're not Atlas. We're not God. We're not you, Lord. And I pray, God, for wisdom and strength as we go forth in the daily affairs of life. We pray for the wisdom and strength of the Lord, the guidance of your Holy Spirit, and we pray, Lord, that you'd show us how we can carry out these certain things in our lives that we need to accomplish to the best of our ability with those who sometimes can help us out to better accomplish the will of God in our lives with less pressure, frustration, and physical and mental torment or exercise than necessary. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. We thank you for this day and glorify you. Bless and touch and give wisdom to your people today through the scriptures today. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray that there is something that you were able to gather into your spirit that will help you in your walk with Christ today from the message that we shared today. I pray that you'll be blessed this day and that God would continue to use you for his glory. Hey, if you need to reach us at all here at Covenant Grace Ministry, please give us a call at any time at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. Thank you for being with us. Till next time on the Prayer Line.